Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Life on the Bridge, Linking My World to Yours as an Autistic Therapist is a practical nonfiction guide by Kaylin Partlow, an autistic adult and autism professional. The book is positioned at the intersection of personal memoir, communication advice. It draws on Partlow's lived experience and her clinical work to explain how autistic and non-autistic people often misunderstand one another and how those gaps can be reduced. Its purpose is not to offer a broad cultural argument about neurodiversity, but to give concrete, usable guidance for families, educators, therapists, and autistic adults. The central metaphor of a bridge reflects the book's goal, translating experience across different ways of thinking, communicating, and responding to the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autism as a disability requiring support, not a slogan or abstraction. One of the book's most important positions is its insistence that autism should be understood as a disability with real support needs. With Partlow pushes back against overly simplified framing that treats autism either as a superpower or merely a harmless difference. That matters because language shapes expectations. If autism is romanticized, practical accommodations can be neglected. If it is minimized, the daily strain of communication, regulation, and independence can be underestimated. The book argues for a more grounded view in which support needs can vary, but they are always legitimate when present. This framing gives the rest of the book its logic. Communication strategies, behavior guidance, and independence building are not presented as optional extras, but as responses to concrete barriers. The strength of this approach is that it avoids both pity and idealization. Instead, it places autism inside an everyday context of adaptation, where the goal is to reduce distress, increase understanding, and make participation possible. That makes the book especially useful for readers who need practical orientation rather than ideology. Secondly, communication strategies built around clarity, specificity, hold a play, and reduced ambiguity, a major section of the book focuses on communication, and its central lesson is that autistic communication often improves when uncertainty is reduced. Partlow emphasizes plain language, direct phrasing, and more specific questions because open-ended or vague prompts can create confusion rather than conversation. This is not just a stylistic preference. It reflects a deeper issue about processing. The autistic listener may have to spend extra effort figuring out what is actually being asked before even beginning to answer. The book, therefore, treats clarity as an accessibility practice. It also discusses role-playing and rehearsal as tools for making social expectations more explicit, which is especially useful for children and learners who benefit from structured practice. The practical value here is significant. Many communication failures are not caused by lack of interest or intelligence, but by mismatched assumptions about what counts as a clear exchange. By focusing on how questions are asked, how conversations are guided, and how ambiguity can be lowered, the book gives readers techniques they can use immediately in home, school, and therapy settings. Thirdly, behavior is treated through meltdowns, sensory distress, and predictable triggers. The book's treatment of behavior moves beyond surface judgments and asks what leads to visible distress or dysregulation. Meltdowns are a core focus, and they are presented not as willful defiance, but as outcomes that can be linked to overload, change, frustration, or communication breakdown. That distinction is important because it changes the response. If a meltdown is seen only as misbehavior, the adult may react with punishment or escalation. If it is understood as a stress response, the emphasis shifts to prevention, de-escalation, and environmental support. The same logic applies to sensory processing challenges and repetitive behaviors. Rather than treating these as random or meaningless, the book situates them within the autistic person's effort to manage an intense or unpredictable environment. This does not eliminate the need for intervention, but it changes what effective intervention looks like. The value of this section lies in its practical realism. It acknowledges that support must address both visible behavior and the conditions that produce it. For parents and professionals, that means learning to look earlier in the sequence, before the crisis becomes obvious. Fourthly, loneliness, adult independence, and the gaps left when support systems disappear. Another distinctive element of the book is its attention to adult life, especially loneliness and independence. Many books about autism stay focused on childhood, schooling, or diagnosis. But Partlow gives real weight to what happens when structured supports fade and everyday adult demands increase. Transportation, employment, social isolation, and the pressure to manage life tasks independently can become major barriers. The book's discussion of adulting is not about forcing conformity to neurotypical norms. It is about identifying the practical skills and supports needed to function with less distress and more autonomy. This matters because independence is often discussed in abstract terms, even though the actual experience is uneven and highly contextual. Partlow's approach recognizes that some adults may need assistance in one area while managing well in another. The emphasis on loneliness is equally important. Social difficulty is not only about awkwardness or missing cues, it can result in persistent exclusion and isolation. By addressing these issues directly, the book broadens autism support beyond therapy rooms and classrooms, showing that the transition into adulthood is often where unmet needs become most visible. Lastly, a nuanced but openly favorable view of ABA from an autistic practitioner. The book's discussion of ABA is one of its most distinctive and potentially debated features. Partlow writes from the position of someone who is both autistic and professionally involved in applied behavior analysis, which gives her a perspective that differs from standard advocacy or critique. She does not ignore the controversy surrounding ABA or its historical misuse, but she argues that the field has evolved and can be beneficial when practiced ethically and thoughtfully. This section is important because it addresses a real division within autism discourse. Many books either condemn ABA outright or defend it without much nuance. Partlow instead uses her experience to explain why some methods can be genuinely supportive when the goal is skill building, communication, and reduced distress rather than mere compliance. That position will not settle the broader debate, but it does provide a useful inside view for readers trying to understand why ABA remains central in many support settings. The chapter material helps readers think more carefully about ethical practice, the difference between intervention and coercion, and how professional tools can be aligned with respect for autistic needs. In conclusion, Life on the Bridge will be most useful to parents, teachers, therapists, support staff, and autistic adults who want a practical account of what autism support looks like in daily life. Its main value is that it combines lived experience with professional training without collapsing into either self-help generalities or clinical jargon. Readers looking for direct guidance on communication, meltdowns, sensory needs, loneliness, and independence will find concrete principles they can apply in family, educational, and therapeutic settings. The book stands out in its category because it does not speak about autism from a distant observer position. Instead, it presents autism from both sides of the bridge, making the advice more credible in areas where abstract guidance often fails. It is also unusual in its clear engagement with ABA from an autistic practitioner who acknowledges controversy while defending ethical use. That combination makes the book especially relevant for readers who want more than inspiration or debate. It offers a realistic, actionable framework for understanding support as a daily practice of clarity, accommodation, and responsiveness. If you would like to support Kaylin Partlow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.